Message number 1102. There is only one path to God, and that is through me, Jesus Christ. There is no other route. Friday, April 18, 2014 at 23:24. My dearly beloved daughter, the world will arise again out of the ashes, out of the carnage. I promise, wipe the plague of the Antichrist off the face of the earth. I will destroy the enemies of God and those responsible for bringing misery, injustice, and suffering to God's children. The evil which grips the hearts of man today in every part of the world takes different forms. In its brutal form, people are tortured, murdered, and punished harshly. Then in other ways, people have to endure great hardships, including lack of food, lack of housing, and terrible poverty, while their leaders devour every right that is theirs. Then there are the unfair laws which favor the powerful, make wealthy men richer and poor men poorer, where little mercy or love is shown to those in great need. Finally, there is the persecution of Christians, my followers, all over the world. They are despised more than any others and suffer terribly in my name. Christians are hated by followers of the evil one, who uses his agents to silence them in various ways. Many of their plans involve censorship or the right to declare openly their allegiance to me. And while governments today will staunchly defend the rights of every other creed or civil right, they will not bend to the rights of Christians. Christians will soon be banned from practicing their faith in public places, in schools, in colleges, until eventually in the temples of God. You may say, surely this is impossible, to prevent Christians from practicing their faith in their own churches? This will come about in the most cunning way, where millions will be deceived with little notice paid, as every single detail of the word as it is now will change, but this will pass quietly. Only those who pay attention will see the changes, and after a while it will become acceptable to open all Christian churches to welcome all faiths, including those who do not believe in me. However, not all those who follow faiths which do not idolize the triune God will be forced into the new one world church. No. It will be the Christians who will be made to idolize paganism, which will be carefully presented as a new church and which will embrace a new form of communion, a church for everyone, where I, Jesus Christ, will not feature. As and from this year, my crosses will begin to disappear, and while my churches and those who say they serve me talk about the importance of humanism, you will not hear talk of the importance of surrendering to me, Jesus Christ, your Savior. You therefore will not be prepared for eternal salvation. The importance of following my path to my Father will not be mentioned, nor will the importance of the holy sacraments be discussed. Instead, you will be told of the importance of looking after the needs and welfare of others, which will be used as a substitute for adoring me. I am the church. My body is my church, but in time I will be brushed completely to one side. Your heads will be filled with untruths. You will be told of every type of path which is needed to bring you closer to God. But every path you will be told to walk down will be in the opposite direction. Know now that there is only one truth. There is only one path to God, and that is through me, Jesus Christ. There is no other route. Your Jesus.